Hey, Jess.
Hi, Liam.
We reported on JPR on Friday that Oregon Representative Greg Walden released draft legislation to deal with the Klamath Restoration Agreements. Can you remind us what's in Walden's proposal?
Yeah, sure. Representative Walden says his proposals will help solve longstanding water conflicts in the Klamath Basin. But the bill is pretty far from what the tribes and farmers and all the others already negotiated as part of the Klamath Restoration Agreements. Walden's draft keeps in place parts of the agreements that would benefit agriculture and some other concerns, but it does not include dam removal.
And that's a big deal?
It's huge. The negotiated agreements include removal of four Klamath River dams. The tribes and fishermen insist on this because of the harm the dams have caused to the fisheries. But this has really been a sticking point for Republicans in Congress who've balked at the idea of dam removal anywhere. The thing is, not including dam removal is a deal breaker for the Indian tribes that negotiated the agreement. I heard this from the Klamath tribes and from the Karuk. Their spokesman is Craig Tucker.
That's our bargain for benefit. It's like the irrigators can't stay at the table if there's not water security. Power company can't stay at the table if there's not a limit on their liability. Everyone has their key issue they brought to the table. We hammered out something that we all can live with. No party is in a position to give up their primary bargain for benefit.
Tucker told me if there's no dam deal, then there's no dam deal.
Anything else in there that could keep the agreements from going forward?
Yeah, I think so. Representative Walden also included a provision that kind of came out of nowhere, as far as some of the supporters of the agreement say. It would hand over about 100,000 acres of federal forest land each to Klamath County in Oregon and Siskiyou County in California to be logged. Oregon senators have already responded, saying that this would be a non-starter in the Senate, which would need to approve any legislation.
So how big a factor is time in getting this all sorted out?
It's big. At the end of the year, the Klamath Restoration Agreements expire. At that point, the groups that signed on to the deals have to decide whether to extend this out another year, which happened last year, or to walk away. It's really unclear what the groups will do, but it's looking more and more likely that this thing will unravel if a suitable bill isn't authorized in Congress this session. The Yurok tribe has already started the process of pulling out of the deal. Others may or may not join them. Senator Ron Wyden does have legislation introduced on the Senate side that the supporters of the Klamath agreements are on board with. But whether Walden's draft bill can be reconciled with that, it's a big question.
What about the dams?
This is actually a really interesting piece of this whole thing. Without an agreement, the federal government restarts the process of relicensing the four dams on the Klamath River, and they're owned by the power company PacifiCorp. But before that can happen, Oregon and California have to give Clean Water Act approval. Oregon has been holding off, kind of a wait and see, but California has been a little bit itchier. At the end of November, the state restarted its process. The relicensing could conceivably not go through, though that would be unprecedented. Alternatively, if PacifiCorp has to spend a bunch of money to upgrade their dams, they might prefer to just remove them anyway. Remember, the utility already agreed to remove the dams if their costs were limited, and they've been collecting money from customers already to do this. I mean, every month on my electric bill, I pay a few bucks towards dam removal. So even without the agreements, PacifiCorp says an independent dam removal settlement is still possible.
And what happens to everyone else if the agreements fall apart?
Well, for the irrigators on the basin, it could be really hard. The Klamath tribes have senior water rights, and it is well within their right to cut off the water if there's not enough flow to meet their needs. Will the groups down here be willing to go back to the negotiating table? That's a monumental task. I mean, these agreements came out of 10 years of painstaking negotiation. This has really been hard for everyone involved, and I am not entirely certain folks have it in them to go through all of this again.
That's quite the nail biter.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Jess.
Thank you.